if you still believe that technology does not impact your life, or that you can stay away from technology for as long as you're on planet Earth, then I think it is safe to say that you are living in a dream, or you've managed to somehow build a universe under a rock in which technology will not influence you or force you to change the way you live and interact with the people around you. I think the important job for us as believers living in this modern world is to learn to use technology in a way that it does not compromise our faith, it does not compromise our values, and it doesn't compromise building of relationships with individuals that are helping us expand and build the kingdom of God. So one thing I wanted to talk, actually I wanted to talk about two things, but one of them being the Vision Pro, which has officially been announced and reviews are out. People are testing it and talking about how it feels. And what I'm hearing over and over again is multiple people saying that the Vision Pro is very weighty and it's very heavy, and if used for a long period of time, it can get a bit uncomfortable, right? These are the downsides of the Vision Pro. And then the other thing, obviously, being the price. I mean, it's $3.5. That is a lot of money. It is in the hundreds of thousands if you convert it into South African rands. And you have to sit down and ask yourself, like, who would want to buy such a device? And I think also, is there genius behind Apple releasing something as expensive and as inaccessible to as many people as it is? Because think about it, who can afford around about, you know, north of 100,000 rands just for a device that's meant for productivity and content consumption, right? Because here's another thing about it. It's not a very social device. It's a device that if you purchase it at home, it can only be used by one person at a time. Even worse, if you so happen to use lenses. But I suppose the good thing about it is if you're using glasses, tested glasses, you can have the lenses be removed because they attach magnetically. But let's talk about whether this is a genius move from Apple or not. So first of all, I am in awe of the Vision Pro. I've listened to a few people mention the downsides and the good sides about it. I am in awe of just how this is the first version of the device, how much they managed to get right. So I spoke about the fact that it's heavy and it's expensive. A few people don't like the band that attaches from the back of the head, and Apple has provided an extra band that sort of creates a good distribution around your head. But there's a lot of things that are good about it, like the quality of the device. What you get to see as the user, as you're using it, is incredible. It has a 90 hertz refresh rate, meaning that when you put on the device, it's able to show you what is in the real world. So in other words, everything you are interacting with, it's on the real world. It takes digital items and immerses them into our world. So which means it uses cameras on the outside in order for you to still be able to see what's happening in the real world. And then it's also able to sort of like immerse you in an absolutely virtual world, which is incredible. And I think that a lot of people are arguing that Apple shouldn't be calling this mixed reality because it's just augmented reality. I would argue that they do have a case in wanting to call it something more than just virtual reality or augmented reality, right? Because virtual reality takes you and puts you into the virtual world, whereas augmented reality takes items and objects from the virtual world and immerses them into our world. And of course, it's sneaky marketing tricks, but at the end of the day, it's still pretty impressive. The reason I think Apple was genius with this, with the Vision Pro, is simply because they have now gone from being absent in the world of virtual reality and augmented reality devices to now being one of the most spoken of market leaders in this space. They literally have the most impressive virtual reality headgear on the market, even though it's unattainable to so many people. Oh my goodness, that's incredible. So before I even run out of time, another thing I wanted to mention is this thing, that term that you might have heard being thrown around here and there if you're paying attention, the Fediverse. I'm not going to say much about it right now, but I think we're going to talk a bit more about it the next time we touch on the tech impact, right? So the Fediverse, in summary, it's basically this new platform integration thing that a lot of especially particularly social media leaders are driving forward. So in other words, if you're using Instagram, another person is using Facebook, another one is using YouTube, another one is using whatever obscure social media platform you're on right now. These social media platforms are moving towards a space of being able to share content on all of these platforms. If you've been using Instagram, then you would have noticed that on Instagram, you can find a video and you can share it on X, you can share it on Threads, you can share it on many different platforms, including WhatsApp. And what's coming is that now people are going to be able to comment on that one unique platform, on that one unique piece of content from many different platforms. There's so much to say about this because it's so intricate and complicated, but for now we're going to leave it right here. And my question to you is, are you excited about the Vision Pro, and do you care at all about the Fediverse?
Let's have a look what's happening in the tech side of things. Something very interesting: if you are on the verge of upgrading, or you don't need to upgrade but you're looking at getting a friend or a colleague or something or someone into the data line or into a SIM card, one that I can seriously recommend is Afrihost Air Mobile. Now, the reason I'm recommending it is it's a test done by My Broadband, and they see who's the cheapest and the most affordable out of bundle rates. In other words, so you bought a bundle, now you're paying a certain amount for the data that you've used. Get this: the out-of-bundle rate on Afrihost Air Mobile is 10 cents, right? You can buy 5 gigs worth of data on Afrihost Air Mobile for $100. That seriously is not a lot of money, right? If you're looking at the same contract on MTN, same bundle on MTN for that matter, it's going to cost you 299 rand. So, seriously consider going into Afrihost or get Afrihost Air Mobile. Then... second thing that is very, very, very internet, very good news is that you can now get a Hisense QLED TV that's on a great special that I've noticed. And the reason I'm mentioning this is I don't know why they are doing it, right? But I assume Hisense is bringing in a fancy new TV, and they will then replace this TV, but you can get this new one. And I know this is a lot of money. You can get this thing for 799, which is $8,000. But it's, depending on where you usually shop, it's marked down from either between 12,000 to 13,000 rand. That is a massive special, right? Now, I want you to do this because I want you to see the actual difference between what it costs and what it looks like, because now you're getting a prime TV, right, at a ridiculously low rate. The third thing I want to share with you is the fact that, you know, Starlink, which is Tesla and SpaceX's mobile device, it's free internet. You just need a decent thing to connect to them, open, sort of like OpenView in South Africa works. But have you ever stopped to consider what it costs, right? Now, this is interesting, because what happens is now you can buy Starlink kits, right? And then you need to, unfortunately, it's still not wholeheartedly legal, right? But you can get a dish. Now, the great thing about this is that you can pay a once-off kit, and pay a once-off amount, right, into South Africa, and then you can use the internet. But I want you to consider what the fee are for this kit, and I'm going to need to use a whole lot of internet to justify this. You're looking at roughly about 13,000 to 14,000 rand to connect to their internet service. Great internet service, but not a great fee coming in.